for more punch till lunch. It's Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the original, the flakes more people eat for more punch till lunch. Kellogg's Corn Flakes. And for more thrilling adventures in the great outdoors, it's Mark Trail.
Battling the raging elements. Fighting the savage wilderness. Striking at the enemies of man and nature. One man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains. Mark Trail!
And now Kellogg's Corn Flakes invite you to share another thrilling adventure with Mark Trail.
Deep in the glacier country of northwestern Montana, three figures on horseback wind their way along a narrow trail through an arid, high-walled canyon until suddenly, skirting a jagged outcropping of rim rock, they emerge at the edge of a rich green valley. The leader raises his hand, signaling his companions to halt, then points to a long, low ranch house about a mile ahead in the heart of the valley.
That must be the place, boys. The Brook Ranch.
Yeah, looks like the one they told us about back in town, Mark.
He's left us with sea for one long time, eh, Mark?
Yes, Johnny. Beyond this valley, we start hitting the wild glacier country.
Boy, it sure is pretty here. All the sagebrush and scrub grass. Looks like the ranch house is riding in the middle of the green ocean.
Well, the valley gets the runoff from Big Bear Glacier, Scotty. Then the water goes underground and the streams bypass the dry country we just crossed.
I don't know. This place... Well, she looked pretty, but she don't feel so pretty.
What do you mean, Johnny?
I cannot say in words, Scotty. I do not know. But something she tell me, there is trouble here.
Go on, Johnny. Just because the people back in town told you some strange stories about the place, you're letting your imagination run wild.
The people in the town, they live here a long time, yes? Well, they should know something, eh?
But they didn't say there was anything wrong here, Johnny.
It's not what they say, but... How they say it?
Well, you'd better watch what you say, Johnny. Don't insult those people.
You mean we stop here?
For a little while. To water the horses.
All right, but then we push on the glacier, eh? Right away, quick.
Sure, Johnny, sure.
And not know why. But I have strange feeling about this place. And not want to stay 1 minute more than we have to.
Place looks deserted, Mark. And the gate's closed. Maybe we can't stop.
Oh, that suits me fine.
No, no, there's a girl. Just stepped out from behind that tree. Whoa, boy, whoa there.
Oh, oh, oh boy. Oh.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Are you Miss Brooke?
No, I'm Kathy Somerset.
Well, this is the Brooke Ranch, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It belongs to Mr. Brooke, my guardian. Did you want to see him?
We'd like his permission to water and rest our horses.
Oh, of course. Come in. I'll open the gate for you.
Oh, thank you very much, Miss Somerset.
Not at all. You'll find water and feed down by that grove of cottonwood.
Right. Oh, by the way, my name's Mark Trail. This is Johnny Malott.
Hello.
And this is Scotty.
How do you do?
Hey, Scotty.
Johnny, you and Scotty take care of the horses, will you? I'd like to talk to Miss Somerset.
Okay, I'll help you.
Thanks, Johnny, but I think I can talk for myself.
Oh.
Come on, Johnny.
Okay. But I'll be back, Miss Somerset. And do not believe what this fellow Mark Trail is saying about me. Hi, Johnny Malott. Oh, I'm one fine fellow.
Get out of here, Johnny. I'm sorry, Miss Somerset. Sometimes Johnny thinks he's quite the Casanova.
Well, it was very flattering. As you can see, this is a place where a girl doesn't get much of that.
Yes, it does look rather lonely.
Are you on a hunting trip?
No. Our little expedition is more in the nature of an exploration. I was wondering whether your spread has any range corrals farther up the valley.
Oh, certainly, Mr. Trail. There's...
Hey!
Oh, there's Mr. Brooke now. Yes, Uncle Matty.
Who are you talking to? What do you want?
Well, this is Mr. Trail, Uncle Matty.
Oh.
He's some kind of an explorer, and he wants
Never mind, girl. I'll handle this. You get on back to the kitchen.
Yes, Uncle Matty.
Now, Mr. Trail, what's on your mind?
I was asking your ward if...
Hey, Boy, some fellas down by the cottonwoods watering their horses. You want us to chase them off?
Those are my friends, Mr. Brooke. Kate, Miss Somerset, said we could water the animals.
Well...
least you could say, I guess. This is my boy, Lace.
Hello, Lace.
How is there anything more you wanted, Mr. Trail?
Yes, I was asking Miss Somerset, whether you had any range corrals farther up the valley.
Yeah, 5 of them. Why?
Would like to have your permission to use one of them to corral our horses. Whichever one is the nearest the base of Big Bear Glacier.
Big Bear? What you aim to do around there?
We're making a survey for the American Geological Society, charting the movements and examining the structure of the Big Bear ice pack.
You figure on crossing the Big Bear, mister?
Yes. And of course, we'll have to do it on foot. That's why I want to corral the horses.
Hey, you got a big job, mister. Only man who's ever crossed Big Bear's Pop here. And he near to die.
Never mind, Lace. Okay, Mr. Trail, you can use my range corral. Nearest one to Big Bear is about 6 miles from the base of the glacier. Mostly up.
Thank you, Mr. Brooks.
Don't mention it. And don't mind our manners. We ain't used to strangers around here, so we're kind of rough on them sometimes.
Yeah, Pop usually drives them off with his shot.
Lace, you're flapping your mouth. Close it.
Hey, Mark.
Okay, right with you, Johnny. Goodbye, Mr. Brooks, and thanks. See you in a couple of weeks after we cross the glacier.
Sure thing, Trail. You'll live to get across.
Why, don't you think you'll do it, Pop? You done it once.
Yeah, a long time ago. I wouldn't cross that killing pack of ice again for all the world, all the money that there is in the world.
Okay, Scotty, come on. There's another good foothold in the ice.
I'm following right in your steps, Mark.
Me too, Mark. But this sure one slower to travel.
You need plenty of patience crossing an ice pack, Johnny. This is treacherous stuff.
This I can see myself, Mark. Oh, geez. Slippery like glass.
Now, okay. Here's another step, Scotty.
Following right along, Mark.
By God, Mark. You chopped so much ice. Soon you'll be best ice man in all country.
Mark, listen, what's that?
Sounds like it might
be. Hey, Mark, look up there.
A fissure in the ice. Part of the glacier is cracking.
Look at the way it's zigzagging, Mark, and it's getting wider.
Hey, Mark, that crack come this way, fast like the wind.
Quick, Scotty, over here. You too, Johnny, hurry. We don't want to be separated on this ice pack.
You bet, Mark. Ah, come quick.
Look, Mark, the crack is getting wider.
Johnny!
Watch it jump!
Mark, I cannot! Help! Help!
Mark, he's gone. Johnny's disappeared into the ice.
We'll continue in a moment, so stand by. Say, a Mark Trail adventure sure calls for lots of punch, all right. Well, when it comes to punch, how about you? When you're out at the roller skating rink, are you the speed king the others challenge? Can you grab the lead with a blazing getaway? Is that you taking the sharpest turns? Is it you in that final burst of speed flashing across the finish line a winner?
Sure, it can be you if you build up your energy with a better breakfast starring Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Because that's how to get more punch till lunch.
And how? You see, a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes gives you a ready supply of the quick energy you need to star in sports. Keeps you set to drive in there hard when the team needs you most. That extra power, the power of corn in Kellogg's Corn Flakes, stands ready to help you win.
And how you'll go for the sweet, live flavor of Kellogg's Corn Flakes. That's the flavor that makes the big difference. The flavor that keeps you coming back for more. The flavor that's made Kellogg's Corn Flakes the world's most popular ready-to-eat cereal. And remember, a better breakfast built around Kellogg's Corn Flakes gives you more punch till lunch.
So keep ready for adventure. Eat Kellogg's Corn Flakes every day. And say, how would you like to have a handsome identification bracelet with your own name engraved on it? Well, don't miss a single word of today's program, because in just a few minutes, you'll hear this wonderful offer.
On a mission for the American Geological Society, Mark, Scotty, and Johnny Mullott started to cross the Big Bear Glacier in northern Montana to examine the structure and chart the movement of the massive glacier. Suddenly, a crack appeared in the huge field of ice, and with the speed of lightning, widened into an enormous fissure. Mark and Scotty managed to jump clear, but Johnny slipped and fell into the seemingly bottomless crevasse. Clinging to the edge, Mark and Scotty stared down into the depths and called frantically,
"Johnny! Hey, Johnny!
Johnny! Answer, will you?
Johnny!"
"Mark, it's no use. He's gone."
"Hello, Ma!"
"Wait, Scotty."
"Ma!"
"He's alive."
"Johnny! Are you all right?"
"Yeah. On scratch and bump, but all pieces in one part."
"Where are you?"
"On ledge that stick out of ice. Maybe 40, maybe 50 feet down. It's plenty dark. Send me down, flashlight."
"We will, Johnny, right away. And then we'll get a rope down to you."
"Okay. I wait. I'm not going to play."
"And Scotty, that rope."
"I've got it right here, Mark."
"Start knotting. One knot every 2 feet, so Johnny can get a good handhold."
"Right.
Now, get the flashlight, Donovan."
"And use the spare line."
"I am."
"Hey, Johnny."
"I hear you, Mark."
"Sending down the flashlight. Stand by."
"All right."
"Can you see it yet?"
"Yes, let him down about 10 feet more."
"All right. How's that?"
"Okay. Now you swing it into me."
"Like this?"
"Oh, try again. Ah, I got this."
"Right. Now stay put, Johnny. We'll get the climbing line down to you in 2 minutes."
"No, he's not bad, Johnny. Now I can see ledge and everything. That's a blur."
"Johnny!"
"What's the matter with him?"
"Ma! These devils down here. They come for me. Send me down all quick."
"Once more, Scotty, and he'll be over the edge."
"Right.
Mother of a coward, that's one tough one."
"Careful, Johnny, you'll slip back again."
"Oh, no, not me. I'll not go down there again. Snowful me."
"Johnny, you're as white as a ghost. What happened down there?"
"I see it, Mark. When I flash the light on the ledge behind me, I see devil, laughing devil."
"What?"
"His hand, they reach out to grab me by God. Oh, it was cold down there, but I never sweat so much in all my whole life."
"Johnny, that's impossible. It must have been your imagination."
"Imagination? You don't see it. As close to me like you are now."
"You really saw something down there, Johnny?"
"What do you think I'm talking about? You go down, maybe you see it yourself."
"All right, Johnny, I will. If there's a devil down there, I want a good look at him."
"Brace yourself on the rope, Johnny. Mark's coming up."
"Okay, Scotty. He say he see something?"
"He hasn't said anything since he's been down there."
"Must be something. Or maybe Johnny has got weak head. Is that what you think, Scotty?"
"I don't think anything, Johnny. Steady now, Mark's near the top. Here, Mark, give me your hand."
"Thanks, Scotty."
"Well, Mark, what is it? Something is down there. Or is Johnny crazy in the head?"
"You're not crazy, Johnny."
"So?"
"What is it, Mark?"
"The most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life, Scotty. A man."
"What?"
"Devil, you mean."
"A man. Frozen solid in the ice."
"Frozen?"
"Yes. And from his clothes, I'd say he was trapped in the ice about 40 or 50 years ago. They're the frontier style of that period."
"And he's been preserved all these years?"
"Yes."
"But the ants that reach out to grab him?"
"It's the way he's embedded in the ice, Johnny. His arms stretched out. He must have fallen. And there's a rifle to one side of him. And a little book at his foot. All frozen solid. As if time had stopped for me."
"Forget that face."
"I don't think I will either, Johnny."
"What do we do about it, Mark?"
"We'll get word of the police and then the Geological Society. This job will take a lot more men and equipment. They want to get him out of the ice for study. You know, I think this will be the first instance of a human being preserved in a glacier. Though there have been lots of cases of animals."
"Well, do we all go back?"
No. You and I will stay here, Scotty, just in case of another shift in the ice pack. We want to keep this spot located. Johnny."
"Yes, Mark."
"You can travel fast and light. Get back to the range corral where we left our horses. Then ride to the Brook Ranch and call the society from there."
"Okay, Mark."
"Scotty and I will pitch tent on this ice cap and wait for your return. perhaps even investigate our newfound friend a little more.
Sorry to interrupt when you eat, Mr. Brooke. But it's very important I use the telephone.
Oh, what's the matter? You run into trouble on the glacier?
No, but we find very strange thing there. A man frozen in the ice.
A man?
What's that?
Yes. He looked better than you, me, anyone in this room. Except, of course, he's dead.
Dead?
30, 40 years, Max, say. You see the clothes?
40 years? I wonder... Mr. Malotte, that picture on the piano up there, look at it.
Eh?
That...
By God. That is him. That is the man. And not forget that face. Who he is?
He's my grandfather, Frank Somerset. He was lost on the glacier.
Hey, you hear that, Paul? Katie's grandpa, he found him.
Yeah, I heard.
This very good news. You let me use the phone to call the Geological Society and the police. They bring him out then.
No, you can't use the phone. It's out of order.
Oh, but Uncle Matty, I called on
it. I tell you, it's out of order. I tried it just a few seconds ago.
Oh, then you tell me, how far is the next phone?
About 40 miles down the canyon.
40 miles? Bleu, I'd not like to leave Mark and Scotty on ice for so long.
I could ride down for you, Mr. Malotte.
Well, that is big help if you can.
Sure, that's a good idea, Kate. Leif and me can't leave, but I guess we can spare you.
Oh, that is fine.
You take Mr. Malotte out to the corral. Give him a fresh horse so he can get back to his friend.
Sure.
Then saddle up yourself and get his message to the phone.
All right, Uncle Matty. This way, Mr. Malotte.
Sure, and thank you, Mr.
Malotte. No, don't mention it.
Paul, I'll give him a hand. That feller can't saddle up alone.
You stay here, Leif.
Yeah, but...
You want something to do, go over to that phone and rip them wires out.
Rip out them wires?
Do as I say, you idiot.
Well, just as you say, Paul. What? And there weren't nothing wrong with that phone.
No.
Well, I don't get it.
Guess it's just the finger of fate.
Huh?
Listen, Leif. You like this ranch, don't you?
Oh, sure.
You know you're going to get the spread when I die. And all the money I made from the gold mine.
Well, sure, I figured that.
Leif, if those fellas get Frank Somerset out of that ice pack, you ain't going to get nothing.
Why not?
Because 40 years ago, I killed Frank.
What?
He struck it rich in this valley, and I didn't find nothing. So I found out where his claim was, and then one day tricked him into going up on the Big Bear. I knifed him and rolled him to a crack in the ice.
Oh.
It was perfect. I figured nobody ever find him. And then I took over his claim in this whole valley.
Yeah, but Paul, that was an awful thing to do.
Was it? This land will be yours, Leif. If they don't get Somerset out of there again. If they don't find he was knifed.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, is it so awful now?
No. No, I guess not. Well, what are you going to do?
Only thing a man can do once he's killed. Kill again.
Hello, Scotty.
Oh, hiya, Johnny. You're just in time. Lend me a hand with this rope, will you? Help me steady it.
Oh, Marky's done there.
Yeah, just coming up now. He sent up that book that was in the ice.
Hey, hold the line steady.
Come ahead, Mark.
Here. Grab my hand, Mark.
Thanks, Johnny. Boy, that's a rough climb. Did you get hold of the police, Johnny, and the society?
No, I don't speak to them.
Why not?
The phone at Brook Ranch is out of order. So the girl, the cute little one, Kate, she ride to the next ranch to call. 40 miles away, I think better I come back here. Let her make the call.
Oh, okay. Where's the book, Scotty?
Right here in this cake of ice.
See the prize we got, Johnny? It's a diary. May tell us the identity of the man on the ice.
Oh, I tell you that myself.
You?
Sure. He's Frank Somerset, grandpa to the girl, Kate. I see his picture on piano.
Well, then that's settled at least. Ship the book out of the ice, Scotty. It should make interesting reading around the campfire tonight.
See that camp yet, Leif?
Not yet, Paul. I can just see part of the glacier through these trees.
Well, we're coming to a clearing. Keep your eyes sharp.
Yeah, Paul.
Hey, Paul. Look down there. Front us.
Their camp. Three shelter halves.
Yeah. I can see them fellers walking around.
And there, about half a mile from them, that crack in the ice. That's where Frank must be.
Now, what do we do now, Paul?
Oh, wait. I want to look the land over. Yeah. Yeah, I think that'll do right well.
What for?
You see where they camp, just about 50 yards from the edge of the glacier near that rock slide in the mountain?
Yeah.
Now, son, if we was to give all that loose rock and gravel just a mite of help with this dynamite I brought, I reckon they'd be buried till kingdom come.
Yeah, I sure would.
Well, that's what we're gonna do, boy.
Yeah, but there ain't no trees there, Paul, no cover. Ain't nobody could set out no dynamite without them seeing him.
We'll wait, Leif. Wait until it's dark. Then you'll set out the dynamite and string the line back here. We'll bury all our troubles under a mountain of Montana rock.
That you, Leif?
Yeah, Paul.
All done.
Yes, sirree. Here's the water.
Good boy. I'll hook them to this detonator.
It looks real peaceful down there. Them three shelter halves around that one campfire.
Sure does, boy. It's fitting for a man to have peace in his last minutes of life.
They've been asleep now near an hour.
From now on, Leif, they're going to sleep forever.
And as an avalanche of rock and dirt rolls down the slope, the campfire and the three shelter halves are completely engulfed, buried under a mountain of earth, a mountain under which nothing can live. We'll be back in a moment, so keep listening.
Say, they'll really go for this.
You bet. Let's tell them right now.
Right. Boys and girls, now you can get a magnificent gleaming identification bracelet with your own name on it. Yes, Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch, offers you a handsome, durable identification bracelet with your own name engraved on it.
Wait till you see it. Strong nickel-plated links, solidly attached to a heavy curved nameplate, a dependable safety clasp, and it's treated to prevent tarnishing. Believe me, with this identification bracelet, you'll be the envy of everyone you meet.
You're sure to want one for yourself. And if you belong to a club, it's a swell idea to get identification bracelets for each member with the club name on it. Swell for gifts, too. There's not one person you know who wouldn't be proud to own a bracelet like this.
And here's the best news of all. You get this heavy identification bracelet for only 25 cents and two box tops from Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Think of it. Only 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops.
It's a super bargain. Now, here's all you do to get yours. Print clearly the name you want on the nameplate. You can have up to 14 letters engraved on it. And be sure to include your own name and address. Mail all that to Kellogg, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan.
Have you got that? For each bracelet, send 25 cents and two Kellogg's Corn Flakes box tops. Print clearly the name you want on the nameplate and be sure to include your own name and address. Mail to Kellogg's, Box 324, Battle Creek, Michigan. Send for your gleaming identification bracelet today.
Dynamiting the slope of a mountain, Matty Brooke and his son Leif have sent tons of rock and dirt hurtling down on the clearing where Mark, Scotty, and Johnny Malotte were camped for the night. Now, as the last remains of the avalanche slide down on top of the doomed camp, Matty and Leif watch in silence.
That's one way to put out a fire, Paul.
Hey, don't see nothing moving down there. Do you, Leif?
No, sir. Them tents must be under 20 foot of rock by now.
Well, I reckon that ends our troubles.
Yeah, but what about Somerset, the Iceman? Kate went to call the police about him, you know.
I know. That's the second part of our job. We're going to dynamite that crack in the glacier so no one will ever uncover him again.
All right, Paul. I'll... Hey, what's that?
Quiet, quietly.
Mr. Trail?
It's Kate.
Yeah, I hear.
This way, Kate.
Uncle Maddie, what happened? I heard a tremendous roar.
A terrible tragedy, girl. Leif and I just saw it.
Saw it?
Yep, we got curious about that man in the ice and come up to see him. We saw that trail fella's camp on the ice. And next thing, that rock slide over there started to go. And they're all buried under it.
Buried? No.
Yeah. We better go back and get help.
Oh, well, all right, Uncle Maddie, I'll go.
Hey, wait a minute, Pa. She saw the detonator.
But
she knew.
Deborah!
Let go, Leif.
You old stealer, I'll break your arm.
That's the boy, Leif. Come to think of it, Kate, how did you get back here so soon?
I knew that phone was working. I waited until you were gone, and then I went into the house, and I saw where the wires had been ripped. Then I knew you were up to something.
So you came out here to warn Mark Trail, eh?
Well, you're just a mite too late, that's
you
all.
You killed him. He started that avalanche.
Yes, and killing just begets killing. You're going to be the next one to go.
I don't think so, Mr. Brooks.
What?
Paul, it's him. A ghost.
A pretty substantial ghost.
Let go of that girl, you big one of us.
Mark, the old man's going for his gun.
Oh, no.
Oh, look out. Look out. Take care of this son, Mark. You'll let me go.
Go like this.
Let me go.
Hang on until I get this gun. There you are. Here, Johnny, catch.
I got it, Mark.
Now, calm down, Brooke.
Oh, that cat buried under the avalanche. You should be dead.
No, Mr. Brooke. The only death here is 40 years old. The man in ice, Frank Somerset. The man that you murdered.
Murdered? My grandfather murdered?
Yes, Kate. Scotty, give Kate that book.
Here you are.
It's your grandfather's diary. It's all down in there. How Brooke was on your grandfather's trail and discovered his gold claim. He says if he was found dead, Brooke is his murderer.
Uncle Maddie.
He apparently took you in to ease his conscience.
Yes, and the book she tip us off to trouble. We read her. Marcus say we leave decoy camp just in case this Brooke he tries something. So he do, but we catch him.
And that Brooke proves that everything he's got belongs to you, Miss Somerset.
To me?
Yes, Kate. Everything belongs to you. Come on, Mr. Brooke. You're way overdue for your date with the sheriff.
Hey, Mark, now that we put those fellas on ice, what do you say we go up to Northwoods, eh? Have good time, hunting and fishing.
I'd like to, Johnny, but Professor Davis just brought a couple of baby pandas to Lost Forest. I'd like to go back there right away to see them.
I just sent the professor a wire, Mark. I told him to expect us on Friday.
Friday? Mother of a moose. I just remember. You know what Friday is?
No, what?
The 13th. Oh, that very unlucky day, by God.
Go on, Johnny. That's an old superstition.
Maybe so, but on this Friday, I, Johnny Mallette, I stay in bed all the day. And not look for trouble. And you take my advice. You do the same.
Thanks, Johnny. Maybe I will.
But on Friday, Mark and Scotty find trouble stalking them when they hear black cats howl and see strange ghostly shapes as they fight the menace of the Witch of Lost Forest. Tune in same time, same station on Friday and find out what happens to Mark Trail. Battling the raging elements, fighting the savage wilderness, striking at the enemies of man and nature, one man's name resounds from snow-capped mountains down across the sun-baked plains, Mark Trail.
Say, does your dog perk up his ears when he hears another dog bark? Maybe that other dog's telling him about Kellogg's Grow Pup, the dog food that's a complete dinner. It takes a real food, like Kellogg's Grow Pup Ribbon, to keep a husky, happy dog on the go. Grow Pup Ribbon is solid nourishment, not two-thirds moisture like leading canned dog food. That's why, pound for pound, Grow Pup provides three times the nourishment for your dog. So see that he gets Kellogg's Grow Pup Ribbon or Grow Pup Meal regularly.
Remember to tune in then on Friday when Mark Trail will again be brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes, the cereal that helps give you more punch till lunch.
This program is entirely fictitious. The resemblance of any name, personality, or incident to an actual person or event is merely coincidental. This program came from New York. Mark Trail by Ed Dodd also appears in the comics of many of America's leading newspapers. Look for it daily and in weekend editions. Matt Crowley portrays Mark Trail and Ben Cooper as Scotty. Today's Mark Trail was written by Palmer Thompson, directed by Drex Hines. Jackson Beck speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System. ¶¶